It's a school trip. We had to go to Carnegie Hall, and no way was I going to listen to Mendelssohn for 3 hours, you know? So I had an earplug snaked up my shirt in my ear, and it came unplugged from the radio, and next thing you know, everybody in Carnegie Hall, well, that's not the most bad, the worst thing. I'm at a funeral. And while I did feel the sadness of the passing, it was, you know, one of those kind where it was an old geesh, a distant relative, and my folks slumped me off to the funeral, and I'm sitting there, and I'm hating life, because it was one of those long ones. I mean, the guy was like 90 years old, oh, 10 trillion relatives. And the preacher, you know, is doing his preacher droning on. And so we say, you know, his lousy feedback, lousy system feeding back. So we say goodbye to Herman, and we hope that he has found his peace. And verily I say, and I'm like, but fortunately, I had my transistor with me. And I had it in my suit pocket. And I looked at the people around me, and I thought of a great scam. I said, would you all mind if during this ceremony, since we don't have an organist here, if I listen to some of my holiest hymns? As Herman was very close to me, I feel that the sermon would be enhanced if I put on my headset and listen to Rock of Ages and maybe Bring Them In, Onward Christian Soldiers. If I listen to that while Reverend Felcher gave his liturgy, would that be all right? For Herman meant so much to me, as I'm sure he did to you. And they said, no, geez, look at the young man. He actually brought hymns. How wonderful. You know, more young people should bring hymns to these things nowadays, because young people are just so, you know, they... So I pop on my headset, and I'm rocking to Crocus. I had the whole LP. I mean, that preacher's just, I'm not even hearing a word he's saying. Herman's lying up there on a slab, you know, and I'm just like, but wouldn't you know, imagine my shock and horror when I started writhing in my chair. I pulled out the earplug from the radio, and all of a sudden, in the middle of Herman's ceremony. Everybody turns around and looks at me, and you know, under that nervous condition, I can't get it out of my suit jacket. Because I had the earplug wrapped up through my clothing, and the little end of it was stuck in my pants somewhere. I had the volume full up, and I can't find the volume switch. I'm thinking that piece of lint was wedged in there. I couldn't turn it off. People are on their feet moving towards me. Ah, ah, ah. Up and down, up and down, up and down. I'm just standing there. Fortunately, there was a baptism going on in the chapel right after that, so I went running up to the baptismal urn, and I... Everybody just looked at me. I just smiled and said, shall we pray? For Jesus said unto them, yea. And as I go outside and bring my donation of $10,000... to the Herman Memorial Fund, I would just like to say, as I open the door and embrace the sunshine as we look skyward, I'm getting the hell out of here.
The Grease Man, DC 101.